Carmen Field was going to a conference with a bunch of people to get kids outside. They came up with the idea of playing in the mud, and she came back, found a spot to dig a hole, and invite kids to come play in the mud.
Dig a hole, you say? Sue Post?
We went out and we weed whacked, pulled a bunch of nettles. Tom Patton will come out with his backhoe and mess up the dirt a little. So when we add water tomorrow, there will be a big pool of mud.
What are the dimensions?
40 feet by 20. The first year, we had 80 kids and 20 adults in the mud and another 50 spectators.
We counted 90 in the mud last year.
Are there organized races and games?
Not usually. They come up with their own games. It's different every year.
So mud sculptures, mud art?
And then they pick the grass and put hair on the creature that they've just made.
Can you tell me what cleanup is like?
It's cold. We have a hose that we run down there with a sprayer. We also bring buckets out. I'm thinking I will bring a wading pool out this year as well.
The buckets that we bring out, we fill early in the day so the water can warm up.
So you recommend people bring
old towels and a change of clothes.
Oh, you keep saying kids, 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 but grown-ups can get in the mud.
We've had grandparents in the mud. We've had moms and dads. We've had kids at heart come.
Yes.
Is there admission?
No, totally free. Anybody can come.
There's a group here in town called Nature Rocks Homer, and our whole goal is to get kids outdoors. That's who's sponsoring this mud wallow.